You're listening to the MoneyWeb Now podcast series with Simon Brown. Live streamed every weekday at 6:30 a.m.
Tuesday, 9 June, we had Chinese trade data out an hour ago, year on year. Imports up 27.4%, exports up 19.4%. I'm Simon Brown, coming at you live and loud from the MoneyWeb Global Headquarters in Johannesburg, South Africa. On the show today, Nikunza, Sanlam Private Wealth, US markets overnight. After that tech sell-off, did we get the bounce? And PPC, I don't know. I think it was mostly around turnaround rather than growth. Cement remains a tough space. We chat with Seelan Gobalsamy, CEO of Omnia. Good set of numbers coming out from the chemicals, returning to profit, African Agri delivering strong recovery, and another special dividend. And then we'll chat with the CEO of Future Forex. We have Q1 GDP due later this morning. What can we expect? And is it going to tell us much about the GDP for the rest of the year? This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Morning headlines, MoneyWeb. Private labels are losing market share, according to Nielsen IQ. Surprising new research shows that an increasing proportion of spend on fast-moving consumer goods is moving away from modern retail. Bloomberg, OpenAI files confidentially for IPO as rivals race to market, company working with Goldman and Morgan Stanley. Morning markets, US was green, S&P up 0.3%, Nasdaq 1.6 higher, East mostly green, Sydney up a little over 1%, Tokyo 1% up, Hong Kong a little red down 0.2%, and Tencent 3.8% higher. Commodities mostly red, gold futures 4,359, the exception, Brent at 93.44, platinum 1,752, palladium 1,221, rand 16.49, bitcoin 62,700. Top 40 looking for a green open, 75 points, little under 0.1%.
MoneyWeb Now on the money, also available on podcast.
Chatting now with Nikunza, Sanlam Private Wealth. Nick, appreciate early morning. I want to touch on US overnight. We saw that fairly chunky plus 4% sell-off on the Nasdaq on Friday. Very much a tech-focused sell-off. S&P was down by about half as much, but it was really all around the tech space. Bit of a bounce yesterday. Is this the great big IPOs essentially sucking money out? We had Google raise, what, $85 billion last week? Another $75 from SpaceX this week. There's a finite amount of money out there.
Yeah, morning, Simon. I mean, just to set the tone on this wild tech swings, I mean, as we speak, I see a headline, South Korea's Cosby up 7.2% this morning. I mean, just put that in perspective, gets to 8%, then a circuit breaker to the upside.
Yeah.
Such as the wild world we live in. I guess we're finding a little bit of a, finding our footings last night on Wall Street. I mean, adding, as you said, S&P 0.3, NASDAQ up to 7%. And it was chip stocks that did lead that recovery. Mm-hmm. You know, Micron was 13% down on Friday. That was up 10% yesterday. And Nvidia, Broadcom all closing higher. I mean, let's, pivot back to what sort of core caused this sell-off on Friday. I think it was Broadcom's guidance during the week, which spooked markets. And then, of course, we had the jobless numbers as well. And that was that super hot numbers also spooked that market too. So a big sell-off, finding a little bit of feet. But you mentioned IPO, Simon. I mean, how much money is there to go around? I mean, trillions and trillions of dollars. Hitting the market. It's got to come from somewhere. I mentioned the Cosby earlier. Do a drill down and look at two shares there that are up and the rest of the market's actually down as people are selling and raising capital. So I don't know. It's a cautious market, I think, but I'll take the positives when we get them, like this morning.
100%, absolutely. And that Cosby, Samsung, SK Hynix is, and both new trillion dollar stocks. Let's bring it home. Let's bring it to PPC cement. I got to say, I was actually digging through yesterday on the results and reminded.
On the pun.
Yeah. And it used to, back in the day, this was a high dividend, 50 Rand stock, etc. Not so much anymore. I mean, look, revenue, making profit, but perhaps more of a turnaround story than a growth story.
Yeah, spot on. I mean, going from tech to cement, such as we do. Yeah, I thought it was pretty decent. I mean, yeah, I mean the results of the 10 months. I mean, 100% agree with you. I mean, and this is more a compelling sort of turnaround story. I think that's gathering a bit of momentum. I mean, it's a group that are growing 28%. You know, 1.6 odd billion. Interesting enough, I saw Botswana's margin expanding quite nicely, going up from sort of almost 14.8 to 17. And then surprise, surprise, Zimbabwe. I mean, volume's up 22%. That's about 19% in our local rand terms. So I thought that was pretty decent. And also, I'm also the board considering it paying a dividend to shareholders.
Yeah, yeah.
What flowing through or received for Zimbabwe. So market likes the story. I mean, a day like yesterday, up 4%. I think that was a good news. And I think, is it quite the growth story that we used to think? I'm not sure yet. Definitely, market is re-rating this. I think the recovery story is gaining strength. The next leg up, is it a growth story? I think we're going to need more help from the government for that. But for the time being, I thought, yeah, that was a bit of good news in what was a gloomy backdrop of the last sort of 48 hours.
Yeah, and we need to, what did the president say, turn our country into a construction site. But I note this year's dividend was pretty much the equal to the previous 2 years of dividend. Nick Kunze, Sanlam Private Wealth, always appreciate the early morning time. Our poll today is around that on LinkedIn. BPC, opportunity in cement, or maybe this particular cement stock. Have your vote, have your say, LinkedIn. Give your money smoother returns with Stanlib Asset Management. The Stanlib Flexible Income Fund's agile investment process preserves and grows capital in all markets.
MoneyWeb now, on the money.
I'm chatting with Seelan Gobalsamy. He's CEO of Omnia. Results for year-end March, revenue up 6%, HEPS almost 21% higher, dividend up 18%, and another special dividend. Seelan, appreciate the time as always. The top number, the HEPS up, what, 20.6%, revenue only 6%. We've got some margin expansion here. We've also got some restructuring, agriculture in Africa, chemicals. There's a lot going very right at Omnia at the moment.
Yeah, Simon, good day to you and to your listeners, and great to chat again. Yes, Omnia delivers a very strong set of results again. You know, I think this demonstrates our strategy execution and discipline in capital allocation. You know, I think the most pleasing thing for me is the operating profit, up 28%. And we converted that profit into cash, you know, a strong cash position, no debt at year end, and cash of 1.7 billion in the bank. The board declared a dividend, as you said, 18% up to 4.70, and a special dividend of 2.80. I think what it does is it brings the distribution to shareholders since our rights issue to 6.8 billion. And our rights issue was done at 20 rand a share. And, you know, today you see, you know, the share being five times that amount. So it shows strong execution. It shows that our team have been focused and very, very disciplined with capital allocation. You know, allocation is not just where we put money, but also where we take money from. You know, we've sold businesses, we've restructured, we've closed things. We've still got some unutilized land and infrastructure that we will sell. And that will come through in future periods.
And I remember when you did that rights issue at 20 and your promise to shareholders that you would return the money. And as you said, you've done it multiple times. Let's talk about some of those turnarounds. I mean, agriculture, this is rest of Africa, from a 62 million rand loss to a 260 million profit. That's a giant move. I mean, there's some currency helping in that, but that is a significant move. Is it repeatable? Because I worry about the currency move and how much that helped.
Yeah, so I mean, the currency move is a bit of a tailwind for us in this business. So the kwacha strengthened fairly significantly in Zambia. And what that meant is our explosives business showed some losses due to that, and our agri business showed some profit. So at a group level, it netted off. However, part of the 260, as you mentioned, is because of the kwacha. From a sustainability perspective, we've restructured the operations in that business. We changed some of our operating model. The volumes have grown. Zambia itself has come out of a drought position in the prior year. So, you know, I would say a large chunk of that is sustainable, but maybe, you know, if we take the 260, maybe we could say 20% or so, you know, might be the kwacha. Probably less, you know, if our finance team was talking here. But I think a very sustainable turnaround in in that business.
And I get your point. You win on the one side, but then you take some pain on the mining side. Chemicals has been a long journey. You've got that back into profit. It's a 4 million rand profit, but it's from a loss last year of 133. Is chemicals now where you want it? Is there still some more work there perhaps?
Yeah, and maybe, you know, this is one thing that has been a perennial challenge for us. You know, it's a 50-year-old chemicals business. And, you know, maybe you could say, Seelan, why didn't you move faster, you know, to do something with this business? But at the end of the day, if you take out the restructure cost, the business would have printed a profit of 100 million or thereabout. Mm-hmm. So I think we're pleased with the changes that have been made. What you're going to see going forward is we will do north of 100 million profit in the next financial period. Mm-hmm. And we still have some asset sales that have to be executed and come through. So I think the restructure is pretty much done. And the business is back on a profitable footing.
And mining, you've had your international build out. Your profits flat, but margin under a bit of pressure. But a good business. Mining's been, I mean, it's almost mining and agriculture is the two hearts of it. But mining really having another good year.
Yes. So this business is exactly the opposite. It's got the opposite impact of the Kwacha. So the Kwacha has dragged us down. If we take the Kwacha out of this business has actually moved forward and enhanced earnings quite significantly. The underlying performance of our mining international business is higher volumes outside in South Africa and outside South Africa on the continent. We've benefited from some new uranium contracts in Namibia and in Malawi. And the team has sustainably grown the sales of detonators and bulk explosives. What you do see are two big things, the Kwacha that we spoke about that detracted from the earnings, and then mobilization costs. So we've got some setup costs in Canada and Australia, and those two businesses are printing losses currently. And you know, when they move to profitability, we'll see a step change in the mining international earnings.
What is your timeline for profitability there? Because, I mean, as you say, it's mobilization cost. It's a drag at this point, but it'll get itself out of the system in time.
Yes. So if we look at Indonesia as an example, it took us about 2 to 3 years to get to sustainable profitability. I think we're probably looking at a similar scenario in Canada and Indonesia, maybe a little bit quicker in Canada and a little bit, Australia, a little bit quicker in Canada and a little bit slower in Australia.
Gotcha. A last question. This was to end of March. Of course, what happened during March was energy costs the world over skyrocketed after the attack on Iran. We've also seen fertilizer costs, urea, obviously going. How's business been subsequent? What's the impact been on Omnia?
So the Middle East has two things that it drives for us. The one is disruption. Mm-hmm. So the strait being closed and the ability to bring inputs through that part of the world. From that perspective, we've performed very strongly. We've been able to change our supply chain, reroute ships, and we haven't let a single customer down in the disruption. Right. Mm-hmm. We've seen that before in Russia, Ukraine, COVID, the Suez Canal. So Omnia team members actually come together when there's a crisis very well. And then the second piece is the piece you're raising, which is this disruption has driven up oil prices, commodity prices, fertilizer prices. And what that will end up being is a bit of a tailwind for us. So our revenue line will go up. Mm-hmm. It will bring in some positive operating leverage. And that positivity we will see in 2027. I think for now, it's to make sure that our customers have what they need.
Yeah.
You know, we're managing the disruption, and then we ensure that we capture the upside of the revenue uplift.
Seelan Gobalsamy, CEO Omnia, appreciate the time. Let your money weather the storms with Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in the Stanlib Global Select Fund, a diversified all-weather equity portfolio sub-managed by JP Morgan Asset Management.
MoneyWeb now on the money.
Training now with Harry Schoser. He is CEO and co-founder of Future Forex. Harry, appreciate the early morning. A couple of hours' time, I think a little under 4 hours, we'll get our Q1 GDP number. There's been a fair bit of, I don't know, expectation around it. Truthfully, things might have changed post then, but I think there's a quiet hope that we could see a perhaps better data point than we have in previous quarters.
Hi, Simon. Great to chat to you about this morning. You're 100% right. I mean, we recently got upgraded by the credit rating agency Fitch, and it was our first upgrade from them in 21 years. So there really are sort of signs of life for the South African economy at the moment, and we're hoping that the GDP figure matches that in terms of shows a positive outlook.
The challenge, of course, is post that. This is to end of March. This will be first quarter. 1st of April, things change fundamentally with fuel price increases. But there is a lot moving in the right space. I mean, even now, I mean, you know, 100 days plus into the war, Iran's trading 1640. A year ago, it was almost 20 after the Liberation Day panic.
Yeah, it's quite amazing how the rand's held its value over this war. And I think one of the things that's been quite interesting is that we're actually having a bit of a strengthening rand over this period. And the reason for that is potentially not hugely fundamental. For example, the Saab raised the repo rate, which means suddenly you can make a bit more money investing in South Africa. So it might be short-term gains, but nonetheless, you know, a year ago, as you say, we might have seen the rand blow out in this situation. And just because fundamentally South Africa is seen as an improving economy, that isn't happening. We're actually seeing the rand hold its value, and even going currently, it's trading below 16.5 to 1, which is quite incredible against the dollar.
It absolutely is, and got to be. It feels a little weird. We'll take it, but it does feel a little weird. Is there? I mean, we talk around the sort of optimism that came in the currency. You mentioned Fitch. We've had Moody's. We've had S&P all over the last couple of months saying nice things about us. Is this cautious optimism? I mean, can we hang on to the second, third, fourth quarter? I mean, it is fragile.
Yeah, I think you used the right word in saying cautious. I mean, there are a few things to just balance opinion here. The first is that Fitch's upgrade was to a stable state, not to a positive state. And what that basically means is we're still too notches away from being investment grade again. We got downgraded in 2017, and it seemed like one-way traffic going down and down and down since then. We have had a turning point of sorts whereby now we're finally getting upgraded again, but we're still two notches away. And what's happened with Eskom recently is fantastic, the fact that we haven't had load shedding, but we need the same to happen with PRASA, with Transnet, basically with all our infrastructure products, all our infrastructure, in order to ensure that we get consistent growth. The figure that people are assuming is going to be 0.8% year-on-year growth, which is not incredible. It's modest, but it's at least in the positive direction.
In the positive direction. It is growth, even if it is a very, very modest growth. It is, and I take your point. I mean, there's lots kind of happening. I suppose it is that cautious optimism. It is sort of hoping for the best. There is still a lot to do. You mentioned PRASA. There's a ton that still needs to actually happen. We kind of, you know, load shedding's gone and we think everything's solved. There's a lot in the background that still needs to be sorted out.
Absolutely. It's one of those where it's chicken and the egg. We need the money to improve our infrastructure, but we need the infrastructure to gain investment for people to want to put money in. And so they are, particularly Europe, are suddenly giving us loans because they're seeing we have some precious minerals. And they're saying, improve your infrastructure with this loan, and then we're happy to use you to partner with you further. So it's all a question of how well can the government utilize their funds? What's our utilization ratio? Can we improve that? And from there, can we become a real strong economy?
We'll leave it there. We get the data out later this morning. That's how he says it. He is CEO, co-founder, Future Forex. Appreciate the early morning. That's it for today. Yesterday, we were chatting with Johan Minnie. He is a CEO of Consult by Momentum. We were talking market dips, and we know not to panic when markets sell off, but it's easy to say, not always easy to do. We asked if you are managing to stay calm. Almost 40% each said learning, getting there, sort of managing, and the other almost 40 said, yeah, old hand at this. The rest were saying still stresses you out. To be clear, I think it stresses everyone. It's just do we manage that stress or do we let that stress panic us? Have your vote, have your say, LinkedIn. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. We're live every weekday morning, the MoneyWeb website and the app, 6:30 a.m. podcast just after 7. Thanks to my team, Eddie, Nobokle, Nicole, Sabu, Seren, to you for listening, my guests for their time. My name is Simon Brown. This is MoneyWeb Now. We'll chat again tomorrow. Young consumers credit stressed.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb Now podcast, posted every weekday at 7 a.m. on moneyweb.co.za. MoneyWeb Now, on the money.